السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. All of my kiram, respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa and our receivers. Once again, a majlis of Zikrullah, majlis of Naat Sharif, majlis of Tawbah and Istighfar. These are the three objectives. Or these are the three things that we normally have in our majlis. And sometimes some nasihat. And the whole purpose, as I have explained, is to light up the fire of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love in our hearts. To light up the fire of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's love in our hearts. To ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness for our shortcomings, our weaknesses, our faults, our sins, our vices, our evils. If a person can achieve these three things, then indeed he has achieved the ma'rifat of Allah ta'ala. He will get the forgiveness of his sins. Because with the love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he will be obedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Because there is no other way that a person can demonstrate his love for Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam except by obedience. If there is no obedience, then there is no love. No matter how much claim a person may make, but there is no love. Love demands obedience. Love demands sacrifice for the beloved. So if the person gets the love of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that will bring him on to obedience. And that obedience also will then be not out of pressure and force, not out of just fear of azab in the akhirat. That obedience will now be with great love, with great muhabbat. That means the person will now find a kind of an enjoyment in that obedience, because he is doing it for the pleasure of his beloved. Now in this world we all understand illicit beloveds and their love relationships and how people go mad and how they will sacrifice even their lives for those illicit beloveds. All the shootings and killings and the murders, and all the triangles of love and all the squares of love and all those kind of things that we listen. Now we understand all that. But when we talk about the love of Allah Ta'ala, no one can be more haseen, no one can be more perfect, no one can have more beauty than Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If we are giving our hearts because of beauty, then no one has more jamal and more beauty than our beloved Allah. And if we are giving it because of some kamal, then again no one has that kamal more than Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He is the one who created everyone. And if any person has got any kind of skill and any kind of kamal in him, So then that kamal is because of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ni'mat and gift that is upon him. And if it is because of that person's favors that we are giving our heart to that person, then no one has done more favor upon us than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whose favors can be upon us more than the favors of Allah ta'ala? So whichever way we look at it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love, when it settles in the heart, so then it will be automatic. The person will now want to give his life for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, we all know that he did not place the knife on the throat of an animal first. The knife was placed on the throat of his beloved son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. It's not an easy thing. It's very easy for us to relate it and to read about it and to talk about it. But take one's beloved son, if Allah Ta'ala had to give that hukam, that place the knife on his throat, will we be able to do it? So it was Allah Ta'ala's fazal that he ransomed Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and then the knife was placed on the sheep or the ram. So this is what happens when there's true love of Allah Ta'ala. So what I was explaining is that in this majlis we have three things. The objectives are three. One is that we should develop, create, build up, light up, cause the flames of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's muhabbat to rise high in our hearts. They must flow like the waves of the ocean. There must be non-stop waves flowing in our hearts. Nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal. Nahi khatam hoti hai mauje musalsal. Mere bahare gham ka kinara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. There is no one for us besides Allah Ta'ala. So therefore we ask Allah Ta'ala to cause those waves of His muhabbat to flow in our hearts. And those waves must be non-stop. We say then how we will be able to do our businesses, how we will be able to marry, and how we will be able to visit and talk to customers and clients and do all other activities of life, if these waves of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat and the waves of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's muhabbat are going to flow in our hearts, then how are we going to do our worldly activities? Everything will come to a standstill. We won't be able to do anything. So that is the misunderstanding of ours. When those waves of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat and love will flow, then the person will still do everything that a normal person does. Nothing will come to a standstill. Everything will continue. But the difference will be that this person will first look up, ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, what is your will, what is your wish, what is your desire with regards to this activity of mine? It doesn't mean the person will keep raising his head. It means that that little while, that thought, that what I am doing, is it right or wrong? Is it pleasing to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or is it displeasing? That's all. Now if he does it according to Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, then it shows that the wave of muhabbat is flowing. But the person who is disobeying Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then it means that that wave of muhabbat is not flowing. So we must check from head to toe where we are going wrong. Are the signs of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat in our external selves and internal selves? So that is the first thing, to light up the fire of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's love. Or the second thing is to light up the fire of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's love through Naat Sharif's. The whole purpose of Naat Sharif is to light up that love. And the third thing is to make sincere tawbah, istighfar. Seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala for our shortcomings and weaknesses. So every majlis has its own flavor, as I have repeatedly mentioned, every majlis has its own flavor. If it is a tafsir majlis, dars-e-Quran majlis, then it will have its flavor and its own fragrance. Dars of Hadith Sharif will have its own fragrance. Masail, jurisprudence, fiqh, it will have its own fragrance. Masail of namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, etc. Then if we are talking about the condition of the Muslim Ummah around the globe, condition of the pitiable condition of our Muslim brethren in Palestine, where there is the blockade, where fuel and food and everything seems to have been cut off, or they are at the mercy of those zalims, and the Arab world is watching. Now, if we are going to talk about that in detail, it will have its own fragrance. So this majlis, why I mention these things every now and again, is so that we understand what is the objective. Otherwise a person will say, it's the same Naat Sharifs we read, the same Zikrullah we make, the same Istighfar and Tawbah we make. So there is a need for it in abundance. There is a need for it in abundance. Some people, just one tablet is sufficient for them. Some people, the doctors say, you must take 3 times a day for a month. And for some, they say, must take it lifelong. Ask Dr. Saab, how long must I take this until your dying day? So until the dying day, some people, they carry the pandabbas and go around. Some are given so many tablets that they need one whole cartoon to carry it around, one whole bag. All the different colors of tablets. And they say must take it lifelong. So it just depends on the condition of the illness. Then I explained, I think, in some majlis, or I gave an example of the drip, that you go to the hospital, then you see the drips. Now that drip, one by one, drop by drop, drop by drop, is going, and it takes 2 hours, 3 hours. Then again they say, now change it, put another one, and another one. That poor patient has to just keep his arm like that and can't make any movement. But drop by drop, it's doing something inside. That person who was about to die, now suddenly he sees opening his eyes and he's getting some strength in his body. But it was all drop by drop, drop by drop that went in. They didn't inject everything one time inside. His body wouldn't have been able to take all that. So drop by drop, but it does something inside. We can't say it's not doing anything inside. Unless, of course, the person is dead. So if he's dead, then you can put any kind of drip there. It's not going to help him in any way. If the hearts are completely dead, then there is a problem. So these are the three objectives. Unke darbare aqdas mein jab bhi koi, unke darbare aqdas mein jab bhi koi, غمزدہ آ گیا تشنا کام آ گیا ان کے دربار اقدس میں جب بھی کوئی غمزدہ آ گیا تشنا کام آ گیا غم غلط ہو گئے معصیت دل گئی غم غلط ہو گئے معصیت دل گئی مغفرت عافیت کا پیام آ گیا ان کے دربار اقدس میں جب بھی کوئی غمزدہ آ گیا تشنا کام آ گیا غم غلط ہو گئے معصیت دھل گئی مغفرت عافیت کا پیام آ گیا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his lifetime also and even now. Because he has said, من زار قبری بعد وفاتی فکأنما زارنی فی حیاتی او کما قال علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام. So we believe in the hayat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What kind of hayat, Allah ta'ala knows, but we believe in it. So in his lifetime also, if a person came, ghamzada, the person is full of grief, full of sorrow, full of pain, he's got a lot of difficulties, he's got hardships, he's got problems. Whoever came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq was such that that person's problems, his difficulties, his pain and sorrow used to vanish. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam either made dua for the person, or Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave him some advices. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave him some assistance and help. In whichever way Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam could resolve the problem of that person, he went out of his way to do so. And if the person came there and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I have committed this sin or that sin, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for him, asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness of the sins of that person, and the person experienced a change that was unbelievable. Whoever came, that was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's kamal. That story is very well known, and that incident is very well known of that sahabi who came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, young person, and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, give me ijazat, give me permission to commit fornication. Like, if he had come to any one of us, we would have slapped him. Said, how can you ever ask permission for fornication? But the kamal of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that he dealt with every case on its merits. Here is a companion of his, a young person who must have just come into Islam. And it is a very difficult thing to give up these type of sins. But that is again the miracle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That look at his companion, you will find just one or two people here and there that committed some sin. And that too was as if they sacrificed themselves, because if they had not committed those sin, we would not have known what to do if a person has to commit such a kind of sin. But yet you will find just isolated incidents here and there. Not like us that we go on and on and on. The tawbah that they made after those sins, that was the lesson that they left behind for us. And it was not like persistent, just go on and on. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if you look at his sahaba, his companions, when they accepted Islam, it seems as if there was a total transformation and change. In our times, if a person has to enter into the fold of Islam, still he comes with a lot of baggage. And leave the person reverting, what we ourselves were old Muslims, we can't seem to give up our sins. And they, as soon as they came out of kufr and shirk, they gave up everything. Drinking, gambling, adultery, fornication, all major sins, minor sins, everything just left them as if they'd never existed. That was the miracle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sohbat. So I was saying that this sahabi came and said, give me permission to commit fornication. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called him one side and asked him that if somebody has to do the same thing to your mother, would you like it? To your aunt, would you like it? To your sister, would you like it? To your daughter, would you like it? Like that, he mentioned a few women folk closely related and said, would you be happy? He said, I'll take my sword and take the necks off. So he said, whosoever you are going to commit adultery with or fornication with, whosoever you are going to commit zina with, she too is going to be the mother of someone. I'm just giving you the gist of that Hadith Sharif. She is also going to be the aunt of someone, the sister of someone, the daughter of someone. So just as you don't like it, in other words, that somebody should do such a kind of amal with your sister, with your wife, or with your daughter, or with your aunt, or with anyone. In the same way, you should also consider the others as being sisters of someone, mothers of someone, daughters of someone. But then after that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam placed his Mubarak hand on the chest of the sahabi. And he said, Allahumma khfir zamba وَطَحِّرْ قَلْبَهُ وَحَسِّنْ فَرْجَهُ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is now making dua with his mubarak hands on the heart of this young sahabi. He says, "Oh Allah, forgive his sins. Oh Allah, purify his heart. Oh Allah, protect his chastity." The sahabi says that after that even the thought didn't cross my mind. Even the thought went away. Not even the thought was left behind. That was the barakat of the hand of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, I say that if you have to look deeply into the Hadith Sharif, it shows the great quality of this sahabi, young person. If he wanted to, he could have committed zina, and then he could have said, "Well, I made a mistake, and I made tawbah, and Allah Ta'ala will forgive," like how we do. That we commit the sin on the strength of the tawbah, that we will make tawbah from this sin. Because Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, so therefore we will make tawbah. What do we know whether we will get the opportunity of tawbah or not? And is that what it meant by Ghafoorur Rahim? So this is what I was saying. Unke darbare aqdas mein jab bhi koi hamzada a gaya, tishna kaam a gaya. Here is a sahabi that is coming, he's a hamzada, he's tishna ka. He has got a problem, wants a solution to that problem. And look at the problem, solution that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave to him. Can anybody give any better solution than that? Then not only the nasihat he gave, but he even with his mubarak hands on the chest of that mubarak sahabi, he placed it. And that was the end of even those thoughts coming into the mind of the person. Unke darbar aqdas mein jab bhi koi ghamzada a gaya, tishna kaam a gaya, gham ghalat ho gaye, maasiyat dul gayi, مغفرت عافیت کا پیام آ گیا, غم غلط ہو گئے, معصیت دل گئی, مغفرت عافیت کا پیام آ گیا. غم غلط ہو گئے, معصیت دل گئی, finish. No more even thoughts of those sins. And if there was some sin that the person committed with the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and they say, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we are making istighfar and you too make istighfar for us," then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is very, very forgiving. Allah ta'ala will forgive them. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam is darbar, how can we describe? وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. If they come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam after they have done something that is not right, I'm just giving you the gist, and they make tawbah themselves, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, they also make tawbah. And then the Rasul of Allah ta'ala asks Allah for forgiveness for them. Then they would have found Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala very, very forgiving, very, very merciful. Unke darbar aqdas mein jab bhi koi ghamzada a gaya, tishna kaam a gaya, غم غلط ہو گئے, معصیت دل گئی, مغفرت عافیت کا پیام آ گیا, ضبط صدقے ہوا, ہوش قرباں ہوئے, ضبط صدقے ہوا, ہوش قرباں ہوئے, دو جہاں عالم وجد میں آ گیا, ضبط صدقے ہوا, ہوش قرباں ہوئے, دو جہاں عالم وجد میں آ گیا, دل کو لذت ملی, چشم پر نم ہوئی دل کو لذت ملی، چشم پر نم ہوئی جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا، دل کو لذت ملی چشم پر نم ہوئی جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا، ضبط صدقے ہوا ہوش قرباں ہوئے دو جہاں عالم وجد میں آ گیا، دل کو لذت ملی چشم پر نم ہوئی جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا، جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. How can we really explain this? And Allah Ta'ala must give us true love of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will understand this. Dil ko lazzat mili, without going into the details of every prayer, dil ko lazzat mili chashma purnam hui. The heart got a kind of an enjoyment and the eyes got filled with tears. جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا، when the name of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم came on my tongue, he says the heart got a kind of an enjoyment that I cannot explain in words. What is that enjoyment? Where can we understand? Just the thought of نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم coming to the minds of the true shaq of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم gives them such kind of kayfiyat and such kind of ecstasy and such kind of joy. That just as Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi said, that when the fragrance of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala comes into my heart, the vocabulary of the languages of the world failed to give any kind of description. In the same way, these ushaq of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, when they get Rasul-e Pak Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam's muhabbat waves coming into their heart, then Allah Ta'ala gives them such kind of ecstasy, such kind of joy, such kind of kayfiyat, that only they know. The enjoyment is in their hearts. But those who listen to them, those who sit with them, those who associate with them, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives it to them to some taste. تھے جو لینے گئے خود کلیم خدا، تھے جو لینے گئے خود کلیم خدا، فرق یہ ہے کلیم اور محبوب میں، تھے جو لینے گئے خود کلیم خدا، فرق یہ ہے کلیم اور محبوب میں، وہ کلام اس کا لینے گئے طور پر، وہ کلام اس کا لینے گئے طور پر، ان کے گھر خود خدا کا کلام آ گیا، تھے جو لینے گئے خود کلیم خدا، فرق یہ ہے کلیم اور محبوب میں، وہ کلام اس کا لینے گئے طور پر، ان کے گھر خود خدا کا کلام آ گیا. There is a difference between کلیم and محبوب. حضرت موسیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام went onto the mountain of Tur to receive the کلام of Allah تبارک و تعالی, and رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is receiving the کلام in his own home, in his masjid, so many different places. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is receiving the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. That itself is a subject if we have to speak on that.
Bazme kaunain ki jab sawari gayi, bazme kaunain ki jab sawari gayi, aasman o zameen mein safe bich gayi, انبیاء آ گئے مرسلی آ گئے، انبیاء آ گئے مرسلی آ گئے،
مقتدی آ چکے تو امام آ گیا. In the night of Miraj, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he goes to Masjid Aqsa, the 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are all there, waiting for the Imam. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Hazrat Jibreel takes his hand, puts him on the musalla. You are the Imamul Anbiya sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Muqtadi aagaya, Imam aagaya. Again, it's a whole history of Miraj that we can discuss from that poetry. So this is not poetry, this is not just ashar.
Zikr-e saqi e kawthar se ae ham nashi. Zikr-e saqi e kawthar se ae ham nashi. Dil ko kuch lazzat to farhat aisi mili. Jaise tasneem khud saamne a gayi. جیسے ہاتھوں میں کوثر کا جام آ گیا. ان کے دربار اقدس میں جب بھی کوئی غمزدہ آ گیا, تشنا کام آ گیا. غم غلط ہو گئے, معصیت دل گئی, مغفرت عافیت کا پیام آ گیا. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے.
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ جل جلالہ، اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ اللہ اللہ، دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ اللہ اللہ، سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے، غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے، پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے، اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ، دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدانے ہو تو ہی تو ہو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدھر مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلى آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث او میں بلاول اللہ میں رحیم اللہ میں کریم اللہ میں موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ میں موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ میں موسٹ مرسیفل موسٹ بینیفیسنٹ اللہ میں موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ موسٹ جنرس موسٹ کائنڈ اللہ او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں دیر از نو ون فار اس بسائڈ یو مائی بلوڈ اللہ مائی بلوڈ اللہ 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 There is no one for us besides you. We need you every breath of our lives. You have blessed us with life. You have blessed us with hearing, with speech, with sight. You have blessed us with our hands and our feet, with our heart and our mind. You have blessed us with all parts of our body. You have blessed us with so much of wealth, so much of ne'mats and bounties of yours. My beloved Allah, we are most ungrateful servants of yours. Day and night we use your bounties and your gifts for your disobedience. Any other Allah would have seized us and destroyed us by now. My beloved Allah, how loving you are, how caring you are, how forgiving you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us to eat, to drink, to wear, to travel around. You have still blessed us with our sight, with our hearing and our speech. Yet so much of our sight we used for your disobedience, so much of our speech for your disobedience. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. We are indeed ashamed of our sins. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Hum gande hai, napak bande hai, tere mere Allah, hum napak aur gande hai. Tujhe chhod ke hum jaye kahan? Where do we go, my Allah? Where do we go? Which other door is there that we can tap? Which other home is there in which we can beg? My beloved Allah, we have extended our begging bowls before you. You have asked us to repeatedly beg of you. And the more we beg of you, the more pleased you become. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, we are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying any of our sins. Indeed, we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. My beloved Allah, these Mubarak days, when your Ushaq are gathering in Makkatul Mukarrama, in preparation for Hajj, my beloved Allah, the Mubarak days of Dhul Hijjah which are about to commence, my beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Don't leave any one of us, my beloved Allah, disappointed. My beloved Allah, your khazana, your treasures are unlimited. And we are therefore seeking from your unlimited treasures of ihsan and forgiveness. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Have mercy on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your Nabi, my beloved Allah, was rahmatul lil alameen. My beloved Allah, you are Rabbul alameen. That Nabi of yours, who day and night cried for the ummah, how much of his blood was shed for the sake of the ummah. In Taif, his Mubarak shoes get filled with his Mubarak blood. He is stoned in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. The pins of the helmet pierce his jaws. My beloved Allah, 3 solid years boycotted and ostracized. Intestines of animals placed on his back when he goes into sajda in the Haram Sharif, where we make tawaf with such ease and such comfort. Ya Allah, what love he must have had for the ummah. When he is informed that an ummah for whom so much of your blood was shed, so much of your sacrifices were made, for whom your feet swelled, standing in long, long prayers, for whom you prayed from Zohar till Maghrib in the plains of Arafat. That ummah in discos, cinemas, theatres, gambling dens. The holiday season coming, they will be in all kinds of haram places. Unconcerned, heedless, negligent. Ya Allah, when he is informed that the ummah at loggerheads, divided, disunited, fragmented. When he is informed that the fitnas have entered so much into Makkah Mukarramah and Madinah Tayyibah, music, discourse, on the television screen, everything is being seen and heard. And my beloved Allah, so much of filthy magazines and newspapers, everything is allowed entry into Makkah Mukarramah and Madinah Tayyibah. Filthy music on the cell phones can be heard a few meters away from the Rauza Mubarak. Ah, my Allah, my beloved Allah, don't unleash your azab upon us because of our disrespect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and disrespect of your holy house. My beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you have to forgive the ummah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will become pleased and happy, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummat ki maghfirat kar de. Ya Allah, we are also part of that ummat. And we are the main cause of the problems of the ummat. Mere Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are physically sick, we are spiritually sick. Ya Allah, give us shifa from all our sicknesses, ailments and diseases. Cure and purify our hearts of all diseases. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, envy, jealousy, and every kind of evil that has embedded itself. Change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulties. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, bless us, bless our wives, our children, our grandchildren. Bless the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirah. Ya Allah, keep us under the shade of your rahmat and mercy. Protect us from all the fitnas that are lashing at us from all sides. Storms of fitnas, my beloved Allah, in our city and every city of the world. My beloved Allah, storms of fitnas from our right and left, in front of us and behind us, and pouring from the satellites above us. Hum kidhar jaye, mere Mawla, hum kidhar jaye? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. If you decide on protection, my beloved Allah, nobody can cause us any harm. Ya Allah, ummat ki hifazat farma. Har kisam ki aafat se, musibat se, balao se hifazat farma. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members and ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering of the ummah around the globe, especially in Palestine, my beloved Allah. The land where so many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are buried. Ya Allah, raham farma, karam farma. Unki takleef aur musibat ko dur farma. Also, my beloved Allah, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, all continents of the world, my beloved Allah, wherever the ummah is suffering, remove that suffering. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Give us the realization that visas of life are being cancelled suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. Ya Allah, جب ہماری موت کا وقت آئے سلامتی دین اور سلامتی اعضاء کے ساتھ مدینہ شریف میں شہادت کی موت نصیب فرمائے تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی، وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی کو. Bless us all with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 companions. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the du'as that he made after making the tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, after kissing the Hajr-e-Aswad. Hajr-e-Aswad ko chum karke jo manga, mataf me chal karke jo manga, رکن یمانی چھو کر کے جو مانگا، ملتزم سے چمٹ کر کے جو مانگا، مقام ابراہیم کے پیچھے نمازیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا، in the duas that he made in Hatim, on Safa and Marwa, after drinking Zamzam, in Mina, Arafat and Mustarifa. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the Ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, good desires, aspirations, tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. Fulfill all their good wishes and desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the diseases, the sickness and problems of each and every individual. With your fazl and kindness, remove the difficulties. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين